Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Boman Lusambo appeals conviction and 4-year jail term. Mealy meal prices drop in Kitwe. And in global news, Ramaphosa aims to salvage relationship with Trump in White House visit. With the evening main news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Molenga. Lawyers representing former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo have asked the Economic and Financial Crimes High Court Division to quash his conviction and arguing that the trial court erred in law and fact. Appearing before a 3-judge panel of Justices Anna Ononuju, Susan Wenjelani and Pixie Angailo, Mr. Lusambo's lawyer, Makabi Zulu, contended that the judgment by the trial court last year failed to analyze Section 34 of the Anti-Corruption Commission Act No. 3 of 2012, which defines corruption, acquisition of property, and neglected to assess whether the evidence met the statutory threshold. Mr. Zulu challenged the conspiracy to defraud count, noting that under Section 313 of the Penal Code, crimes of conspiracy require agreement between two or more persons, but that the indictment was flawed because Mr. Lusambo was charged alone. Another lawyer, Charles Changano, submitted that the trial court misinterpreted Section 71 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act, convicting Mr. Lusambo on assumptions rather than linking challenged assets to unlawful activity. He argued that the burden-shifting provisions were never properly applied and that there was no admissible proof tracing the property to corruption. Mr. Lusambo was last year sentenced to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor on charges of corrupt acquisition of public property, possession of proceeds of crime, and conspiracy to defraud, alongside a fine of 9,000 kwacha or 9 months additional imprisonment. The appeal judgment is set for the 27th of August 2025, with the defense seeking a full acquittal on all remaining convictions. Prices of mealy meal in Kitwe on the Copper Belt have dropped significantly for selected brands, providing some relief to consumers following months of high food prices as Zambia anticipates a maize bumper harvest this year. A survey by Phoenix News at selected chain stores in Kitwe today revealed that a 25-kilogram bag of antelope mealy meal is now selling for 229 kwacha 99 ngwe at ShopRite, a sharp drop from the previous average of around 370 kwacha, while the same product is retailing at 315 kwacha at game stores, with Champion milling priced at 230 kwacha. A further check at Pick and Pay Mukuba Mall showed a 25-kilogram bag of antelope mealy meal selling at 239 kwacha 99 ngwe, while the breakfast meal variant is going at 244 kwacha. However, prices for other mealy meal brands remain unchanged, with national milling mealy meal still priced at around 367 kwacha at ShopRite Mukuba Mall. Recently, the Millers Association of Zambia MAZ hinted at price reductions for mealy meal based on market forces, largely attributed to improved maize production prospects and food prices. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZAKA, also said it expects the anticipated bumper harvest to ease pressure on consumers and reduce the cost of living, especially for staple food items like mealy meal. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Nicola Spiri has directed all local authorities across the country to urgently adopt digital platforms for revenue collection to help meet wage obligations and close persistent financial gaps. Mr. Piri has noted that despite government decentralizing 13 functions to local authorities, several councils have been struggling to meet their monthly wage bills. Mr. Piri was speaking this afternoon while addressing aggrieved workers at a company subcontracted by the Lusaka City Council over non-payment for over 5 months. Mr. Piri has assured the unpaid workers that they will receive their dues within the course of the next week.
Most of the local authorities are sitting in areas where they can generate on-source revenue and be able to meet their wage bill. However, there's a lot of pilferage and leakage. We must address this. And principal officers should take this as their own responsibility, because the ministry has issued an SI that is making it mandatory for all the local authorities to move their revenue streams to the digital platform. And we are going to closely monitor how this is being implemented to ensure that we reduce this interaction between fingers, people's fingers, and cash, because that is where the biggest leakage is coming.
Speaking earlier, the aggrieved workers of Maljan Investments Limited expressed frustration over not being paid, saying the delay has made it difficult to meet their daily needs.
Challenge me to a company, Musa Forest, Stifola. 6 months ya kuwa na Stifola. Tikapeka complaint uliwa boss. Na wangani andra maendra pati. Na wana kuskuru. Marandro, duwati pisha. Akamba atino, iyo, ndia wisha influence wanzako. Sende sikisi. Agrupu nya saa nyemene ishabu. Wanawa pisha wangu.
Wera kuna kutu mkitambi zeko. Stifola ndarama. Ya kuwa na 5 months. Drama sasi pasa. Olo ine panu soka tundu ilipanja. Wana kumaskuru. Mwane na ambila genuazi. Swapo zira senda kuskuru.
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has revealed that over 40,000 youths have enrolled in skills training programs. Speaking last evening during the launch of the World Skill Capacity Building Program in Lusaka, Mr. Mutati said it is possible to transform Zambia through provision of skills. The minister said government has been investing a lot, working with various partners to ensure there is right equipment for skills development in the country, adding that investing in young people is the only option that Africa has. Mr. Mutati said with 60% of the African population being youths, now is the time to take skill development as a critical component in changing lives, as failure to do so is a recipe for challenges ahead of the masses on the continent. He adds that it is for this reason that government has taken steps to create an enabling environment for skills development to thrive.
As Africans, we have always bemoaned the fact that there is a skills deficit, that the population of our young Africans are losing patience because opportunities are shrinking, and then the outlet for them is becoming narrower. So for them to seize that opportunity, there's no other option but for governments in Africa to take skills as a critical propeller to change the lives of our young Africans.
At the same event, Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority TEVETA Board Chairperson Ngozang Kwabilo emphasized that skills development is key in driving economic growth and increasing youth participation in the economy.
As TEVETA, we're proud to be a central player in Zambia's efforts to build a responsive, relevant and resilient TEVET system. We're investing in quality assurance, curriculum modernization, trainer upskilling, and industry partnerships to provide a reliable foundation for the young people to have relevant skills for increased employability.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump will host South Africa's leader at the White House later today for a meeting that might be tense after Trump accused the country's government of allowing a genocide to take place against minority white farmers. South Africa has strongly rejected the allegation and